Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to March. You know, when I look back at it, I wonder where February and January went. March is a very exciting month, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But I have to be honest with you, February was a great month. We ended up with we grew over January as the North America, and our market is strong, and we're gaining momentum. Sales are looking great. The moving of Vital Packs are great. And we're kind of moving forward with training. And this month, March, starts kind of the gauntlet of big-ticket trainings and big-ticket opportunities to build from event to event to event. We have the Pathfinders Summit coming up at the end of this month of March in Austin. And in the beginning of May, we have the Royal Diamond Summit coming up at the beginning of May. And on the tail end of those, we have Gold Training Previews. Not to mention, March is a great opportunity for those who qualified for the 58-day promotion to get their highest PV order doubled if you redeemed a sleep coupon in the last 2 months. And so there is a lot of great energy right now about or building momentum to going into the second quarter starting in April. But talking about bronze training, talking about gold training a little bit, if you remember when we first introduced gold training, and I know last month we did a huge presentation on bronze training, the idea behind bronze training is to help people build solid businesses up to silver and gold. And the idea behind gold training is to take the silvers and the gold and then put them in a room and a training setting and give them the mindset and the training of what it's going to take to lead and build an organization from silver and gold into diamond and royal diamond. And oftentimes, if you talk to the leader, they'll tell you that the qualifications of these titles seem to be the easiest part of the qualification. And sometimes the most difficult part is to actually lead a team, help find the silvers who want to become silvers, and help find the golds who want to become golds. And so what I would like gold training to have been, or to be, is how to actually be mentally prepared to lead an organization from silver and gold to diamonds and royal diamonds. Now, I personally have never built a diamond or royal diamond distributorship. And because of that, I don't feel like I would be very qualified to teach those principles. And so what we have done is we have partnered up with some of the top field leaders in the diamonds and royal diamond category to help create the curriculum and also deliver the message. And so in these gold training previews, we're going to be hearing from leaders like Dennis Estes, Patton Mack, Ed Weens. We're going to be hearing from Terry Latham. We are going to be hearing from Rick and Paige Murphy. We're going to be hearing from Julie Tara and many, many more. Some of the topics that we're going to be covering is leadership, having a purpose and a vision, the power of duplication, building your ability to tell your story and to teach your downlines how to do that, what your downlines do, what your uplines do, leading the way versus managing the way, prospecting versus recruiting, and so on and so, and many other type of conversations. There is going to be a high energy in the room. It's going to be a training situation that many of you have never seen before coming from NECA Corporate, and it's going to be a great opportunity. And so if you guys plan on attending the Pathfinder Summit or the Royal Alliance Summit, I extend an invitation for you to stay one more day and join us for gold training. It is a $49 training, and that's $49 per distributorship. I promise you it is going to be a very historic training. And again, the design for these two previews, the day after the Pathfinder Summit and the day after the Royal Alliance Summit, is to help drive support, help drive activity, and help drive the full-blown training that will be immediately before the leadership conference in San Diego in October. This training, again, will be historic, and those who participate will be walking out more than what they walked in. And so I wanted to get that message out there. We have a lot of the space is filling up for the Pathfinder Summit, the one on April 1st. And so space being limited, I would get in and register as soon as you can to ensure that your space is there for this training. Now, we're really excited about these type of trainings, and I know that myself and Alfredo are traversing all of North America making sure that these trainings are happening. In fact, our travel schedule is just a little bit crazy, and I wanted to review that with you tonight. This coming weekend, Alfredo will be in Carson City, Nevada, putting on a bronze training, a bronze 3.1 training. The following weekend, or starting next Tuesday, next Wednesday, I am going to be on a whirlwind tour of northern Utah and southern Idaho with Brody Craney and their group, doing previews and luncheons and a business training that coming Saturday. The next weekend after that, we're going to be in Syracuse, New York, doing some trainings with the leaders up there. The weekend after that, we're going to be in Chicago doing a bronze training. The weekend after that is going to be Pathfinder Summit. And then we'll take a break for a week. And then the weekend after that, we are going to be up in Montreal, Quebec, and maybe even Vermont. We have a lot of opportunity to get out in the field, a lot of opportunity to move and be excited. And, you know, I'm always looking for an excuse to get out of the office and to be in the field. And so please don't think you have to be a diamond or a royal diamond or even a platinum to give us a call and say, hey, Jonathan, what can you do to come out into our area and see what we can do about building a business together or help support our area? I would love to come out and with silvers and golds and kind of start understanding who's building our business, what we're doing, and how best we can support. If we understand what the leaders and the field leaders, however young or experienced and wise in our business is doing, then we know how, as a company, to best support. And so look at your calendar, see if there's any opportunities, because myself and Alfredo would love to come out into the field and be with each and every one of you and help, and see how you do meetings, see how we can best help and support. So check the travel challenge, the travel calendar on NeekanU.com and also the event calendar at MyNeekan.com to see where we're going and what we can do to help. We're having requests kind of pour in. I know Toronto's requested two more bronze trainings and some humans being more training as well. And so schedule is filling up. So get with your mastermind teams in your local area and see what we can do about coming out and helping and supporting each one of you. Now, as far as corporate announcements and corporate messages are concerned, I'd like to leave with just one more thought. You know, April 1st, I can give you a little hint, clue, that on April 1st, we are going to be starting a leadership conference promotion. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the qualifications are tonight, and I'm not going to tell you exactly what you need to do, but what I can tell you is that if we use March and leverage March to be in a state of constant momentum, by the time April 1st hits, those who hit April 1st with momentum will have a great advantage when it comes to the leadership conference promotion. We have very limited seating. We've done that on a purpose. We want to make sure that we have a very intimate group at leadership conference down in San Diego and full of people that are building businesses, working their businesses, and want to hear the latest and greatest announcements. We know what the announcements are going to be. We know the product strategy that we have. We know what we're going to be doing and where we're going to be going. And it is going to be a phenomenal and again, historic event in October. And so we want to give everybody an opportunity to earn their way there and or earn an opportunity to participate and also earn some things to help offset costs like hotel. That will be announced on April 1st. So I can't tell you what it is, but I can tell you that if you're in a state of momentum going into April, you are going to have a great advantage with this leadership conference promotion that will be coming up. Now, I've invited tonight two of my very favorite people in the business. They have agreed to come on, and I've asked them to come on for two different reasons. They're strong expertise in their specific area. You know, we are always talking about building the next generation. We're always talking about having young leaders step up and build organizations and pushing through. And NECN has a strong second generation of leadership rising up. And tonight, one of the things I'd like to do is highlight and showcase a very special leader and becoming a good friend of mine because of what he is able to do and what he's able to accomplish. He is building an international business, not only here, but in Latin America. And last month in his team, they broke their very first platinum. Things are hot, things are moving, and I'd like to welcome to the call gold distributor Josh Nelson. Are you there, Josh?
I'm here. Do you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Hey, I want you to do me a favor a little bit. Take a time and tell a little bit about what you're doing as a business and what you find working for you in your business.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, when I first got involved with NECN once again, I was talking to my dad and I was talking to a few people and it became clear to me that if it were going to succeed, I had to, you know, find a good why, and also it had to be about personal growth. I had determined that I was going to read in some good books. I had determined I was going to develop habits that would serve me and serve my business interests, and you know, that it had to be about those things for me. And one of the reasons why I got back involved in this business and am here for good is because I wanted to do something that could have impact in people's lives and that could make a difference. And no matter how slow or fast I could get there, I made the decision that I'm going to be Royal Diamond, and I'm starting to see some of those thoughts begin to manifest. I'm starting to see results from that powerful idea, which I now know to be possible. And you know, even before I had begun to see some success come, I had been thinking positively about that. I had already made up my mind, this is what I'm going to do. And, you know, even when things looked really, really bad, and, you know, I couldn't even bring one person, I couldn't even attract one person to come on April 7th last year to my own Hispanic launch in the U.S. And Luis came, and although there were 30 other people there, none of them were mine. And you know, and that would have been disheartening to some. But I've had to develop some skill sets and some persistence and continue to use that imagination and continue to think positively about it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here talking to you and others today.
You know, Josh, one of the things that I love about your story that you've told me is it's kind of a Cinderella story, kind of a, you know, I started off, not a lot of people came. It wasn't a smooth rocket beginning, which a lot of people might think that would be the case because your dad's Reed Nelson, you know, one of the top distributors of the company. But your story was a little bit of a Cinderella story where, you know, you started off, you received a lot of stumbling blocks and you kind of kept working through it, but your persistence is really caught hold. One of the things that you said that really was interesting to me is that you sponsored a bunch of people and you have one or two that have really, really taken off. And in your mind, you know, you'd sponsor, you know, 30 more to have one or two more take off. Tell me a little bit about that mindset and about that philosophy.
Well, you know, it's important not only just to sponsor people and, you know, to be a good example, And I understand that, you know, the average Royal Diamond in this company has sponsored at least 34 people who are complete seniors. And so I've always had it in mind that that's what I needed to do. But, you know, the bottom line is it's a business of time. It's a business of longevity. Not everyone is going to be ready to run that day. And even when they do start in the path, I understand, just like myself, you know, that it may take a while to overcome those insecurities or to not allow little things to get in the way or stumbling block, so to speak. You know, it's I always used to say that. I always used to you know, tell my group that if anything is possible, and whether they go fast or slow, they can get there. And you know, since July of 2009. You know, even if I were starting out brand new, I proved that even little by little, just sponsoring a person a month for a while and finding those that were going to do it, I would have gone silver again. And I've gone silver fast. So, you know, I can teach my team, whether they're a rabbit or whether they're a turtle, they can make it. And whether they're talented or whether they're like me, who, you know, may have felt a bit of slow speech, and you know, where I felt like I didn't have a whole lot of people's attention, and people weren't really climbing my beanstalk and looking for the goose with the golden egg, so to speak. I'm fascinated that a little persistence and a little faith has brought me to where I'm at today, and then that faith is slowly, or rather quickly, turning into a perfect knowledge. I have no doubt in my mind that where I'm headed.
You know, Josh, I'm really excited, because I think that some of the points you just made were phenomenal about how, you know, it takes all types to build a business. And just for the many of people on the phone tonight probably feel that maybe they're not the most talented, or maybe they're not the most dynamic in front of the room, and maybe they are littered with faults. But even what you said, and you're being very, very modest, even what you said is everybody, there's a place for everybody to be successful in Niken, and it's just a matter of being persistent and sponsoring one at a time and keeping it going. I think that is a phenomenal story. Now, before I let you go, because I know I'm holding up date night with your wife, before I let you go, what is one tip that you can give the listeners on this conference call tonight about being successful and growing your business? Because after all, you're a gold with Niken, which is amazing. But what's even more amazing is that you have broken a platinum underneath you, and so I know you're a good leader. And I know you have the ability to guide and teach your group. What would you recommend? What would be that one tip that you would offer everybody out there who might be saying, well, I don't know if I can do this, or maybe I am looking for something on this phone call or something along those lines? What would you give? What would you say?
Well, goodness, you know, apart from just, you know, having an expectant attitude and, you know, and doing all the things, you know, to get our head right, which is still necessary, you know, the one tip that I would give them is we have to spend time listening to people and listening to them long enough, and not in such a way that they're satisfied that we're good listeners, you know, but that we're genuinely interested in their future, and that we're genuinely, regardless if they join us that moment or not, we listen to them long enough and we might be able to figure out how we can help them become, you know, the human being more, or participating in that with us. And if we listen to them long enough, then they'll listen to anything we want to tell them. It's, you know, sometimes we feel, I think, you know, we feel that we got the greatest thing in the world, that it's our will that we need to put out there, and we put that out there, and it's fine to have that energy, and it's fine to be passionate about that. You know, sometimes it just takes a little restraint to hold back just a little bit until we see exactly what's going to be a hot button for them, and then follow through. You know, once we find that hot button, once we figure out what it is that they want, most of all, we deliver. We under-promise, but we over-deliver, and one way to show that is just be there in the moment, present with them, and listening, and looking for clues. Sorry, that's a menagerie of things, but that would be in line with where we're going.
Hey, Josh, sorry about that. Thank you so much for those pearls of wisdom, and we really appreciate what you're doing. We're wishing you all the best of success, and, you know, we're pushing it together, so thank you very much, and enjoy your date night.
All right, thank you, guys. You have a good night. It's going to be a great year.
Absolutely. Thank you, Josh. Josh is such a keen example of the rising stars in the generation. I mean, when you're talking to him and I'm interviewing him a little bit, I mean, he was telling me earlier about how there are obstacles. If we allow obstacles to be there and we can just push through, and, you know, mountains are mountains if we choose them to be, and molehills are molehills if we choose them to be. And, you know, it's really exciting because none of that is more personified in my next guest this evening. One of the things that I asked this leader to come on and talk about is a demographic that is very, very strong in our business. It's strong in Neakin, but it's strong in the industry all the way over. And I don't know how many people realize this, but the majority of network marketing consultants in our industry are women. And it's not just by a little, but it's by a landslide, and especially true in Neakin. If you go to Neakin events, you'll see that the majority of the people in the room are women, women making a difference, women trying to earn a second income to help the home, or women trying to make it on their own and doing what they need. Some of the most touching stories that I've had and I've talked about are coming from women and the sacrifices they're making to be independent and build their business. And so one of the things I wanted to do is invite on Diamond Paige Murphy to come on and talk to us a little bit about what it takes to attract and market to women. Paige, are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Jonathan, for such a nice introduction. I find it really interesting, too, what you were referring to about the industry. I've looked at this before, and it's about 80%. I don't know if you've looked up that are actually in this business and working this business. And we found in our organization that if you look at it, we're really balanced. We have a lot of strong women, a lot of strong men, but typically I think women gravitate towards this business for many reasons. Some of the ones you already highlighted, you know, as far as looking for a second income, but I think they're attracted, and women are very successful in Neakin because it is a relationship business, and women are better than most men at relating to others and sharing solutions. People who are looking for a home-based business aren't really looking to be sold on anything, but they are looking for someone to relate to and that they can trust. And I think we, as women, I joke about this a lot with my husband, but we talk three times more than men, so we're more willing to share certain solutions. We're always looking for solutions to problems and leaders in our home, and if someone is hurting, you know, we're the ones that we're out there talking to our friends and describing different things to different people and actually out there looking for solutions. So I think that personally, I feel like we're really good at relationships, and that's why women are very, very strong in the network marketing business.
Well, so Paige, let me ask you a question. I'm new in the business, I'm young, and I want to start attracting strong female business builders or strong female leaders. Do I have to know everything? I mean, do I have to be really savvy in all areas of this industry and business in order to start building in this area? If I was a young mother, or if I was a single mother, or if I was someone interested in building this demographic, what are the prerequisites or what are the qualifications to start building with this demographic?
I think, number one, the thing that is very attractive is it's a simple startup, very simple startup, and minimal investment. And I think what you need to know basically to get started is you need to get connected in with your group and your events and to keep them simple. What has really worked in our organization is we've a weekly business preview. We do one online as well that talks about the business opportunity and get around the other leaders in the organization. But we've really found that people don't have a lot of time to evaluate a business. So we've gotten it down to about a 30-minute business preview because people legitimately make up their mind if they're going to do something or not in less than 2 minutes. So if you take a woman who, number one, either has children or has a job or in most situations have both, and you try to sit them through an hour and a half to a two-hour long business presentation, not a lot of people have the time to duplicate that. So keeping the business simple and showing them what we've got in a very concise way and leveraging these events that we have going on around us. And Meekin has tons of training, things that we can relate to on the internet. Women love to shop. They've got their personal web page, many other resources that they can use. So I think as far as what does it take to get started, very little, and the strengths of this company speak for themselves.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I have always found with our leaders, our female leaders, is the fact that they have the ability to really not only make this into a business, but also create a social community where people feel like they're being cared for, people feel like it's more than just an opportunity to earn income, but it's also kind of a family. And I would associate and assume that that has a lot to do with the fact that women make very, very strong nurturers and very strong leaders. What are your thoughts about that?
I think that women are natural leaders because of what they have to do with their families, in their schools, in their communities. I think that's a really strong point in why women are good leaders, because they do it every day. And I really thought about this today, that the reason why I think it's so easy and you see people just exploding and Meekin with the business is because they're not selling, they're sharing. Just like what you discussed or just mentioned about just the natural relationships and the networks that are so strong. Anyone calls us with either a business example they're looking for or a physical, something they're looking to help someone with, we can put our finger on someone in 2 seconds that's willing to get on a call with them and talk to them and give them examples. So I do believe it's that strength in that relationship, and it does just keep evolving. Like, people have been in, and I liked what Josh said about, you know, it's not a race, it's more like a marathon. And over the years, over the decade that Rick and I have been involved with Meekin, the relationships are all still there. So they're all still really, really strong.
Phenomenal. So one last thought before I let you go, because I know you're really busy and you stepped out of a wellness preview and a few others to do this call, which I'm very grateful for. If I was a young mother, or if I was a female or a woman wanting to do this business, and I just signed up and I just signed in, and I hear you saying get connected, I hear you saying participate in events, outside of those, what tip would you give me to build up the confidence and the strength to go out there and begin to start networking with other women and building this business?
That is a very simple answer in my mind, is be a product of your products. When you experience these products, it's really easy to share honestly everything with anyone. So be a product of the product. Being on AutoShip, using the Meekin products in your home, that is going to be a confidence builder, because when something works for you or someone you love, it is so easy to share, and people can see if you're transparent, if you're just trying to tell them about something, or if it truly has transformed your lives like it has everyone who's involved in Meekin, both physically and financially. So I would say be a product of the products, and by that I mean experience your Meekin home and be on AutoShip.
Phenomenal. Rick, thank you so much for taking the time. It's just I miss your husband. You know what I mean?
I know. I know. Yeah, he is a looker. He's a cutie. I understand.
I really appreciate the time that you've taken to be on tonight's call and to help us not only showcase the strong female leadership that we have in Meekin, but also give help, advice, and tips to how to get into this demographic, to build up confidence of the young leaders that we have and the young women out there and the women out there looking to build their business. So thanks for being a great example, and thank you for all that you're doing and taking the time to bring on the call.
Thank you. It was an honor to be on the call, and look forward to seeing you very soon at the summit.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. There ain't no party like a Texas party.
Yeehaw.
All right. I just want to thank everybody. That concludes our call for this evening. I want to thank everybody for taking the time for being on this call. I want to thank everybody for all that they do to help build the business and taking the Meekin message and the Meekin difference in the future. We're having events that are happening all over the country for the next several months, get on the calendar, get with Nikan Yu, or get on my Nikan for the events calendar and see where events are happening near you and plug in. We love you. We appreciate you. If you purchase a coupon or if you redeem the coupon in January or February, don't forget that you're qualifying to receive double PV in March. So call me up to get some details. Call me or call the distributor services to get some details. Also, let us know if there's any meeting that we can come and help you out with or be a part of and just kind of help you support you build your business. We love you. We appreciate you. God bless, and we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.